sometimes our dreams not being fulfilled is just literally a lack of improper planning.
You're listening to the Disarming Honesty podcast with Jenny Hansen-Lane. I spent the last decade or so studying emotional intelligence and the connection that it has to the entrepreneurial world. Join us on this journey as we use every day as our teacher, as we pursue our highest vision of ourselves. The show is dedicated to vulnerability and mindset as we explore the necessary paradigm shifts it takes to change our lives and pivot into profiting from our passions. No more playing small with our dreams. Let's go.
All right. So you heard my thought at the beginning of this. I think sometimes like we might have dreams and goals and things like that. And sometimes we get discouraged or we get down on ourselves and we don't truly realize that sometimes it's by small and simple things that anything is accomplished and that our dreams and goals can be reverse engineered and planned out, and that can make them the longevity, they can make the fruition, they make the, you know, they bring it to life. And without that, it can be really easy just to have the monotony of everyday unfulfilled dreams, unfulfilled goals, and an unfulfilled life. And this has been coming to my head recently as I have skipped a couple days of planning out my day. And as I did that, I saw that I had less purpose. My mood was not as good, and I wasn't really putting myself first. And so it's really interesting when we talk about planning, because of the power of not so much manifesting, but acknowledging and putting our intentions out there. And you've heard me talk about the Bible a lot and the scriptures a lot. And something really interesting in the scriptures is that in Genesis, the beginning of the Bible, there's actually two accounts of the creation. And that's because the first creation was created spiritually before the second one, which was physically. And I view our days very similar. I view the spiritual creation of the thoughts of what we want to do tomorrow. And spiritual creation just does not happen physically. There is steps that need to happen. And I believe that one of those steps is actually writing it down and having a plan. And I think that God did a really good job of that, because Jesus was able to execute on it. As we know, Jesus Christ, under the direction of Heavenly Father, created the earth. And it was because of that in-between spiritual and physical plan that the execution was so hardcore and so perfect. And that's something that I really want to take into my summer. I'm putting out my intentions now. So if you haven't hit your dreams or your goals, be kind to yourself and understand how important a plan is. Love you guys. Peace out.